The threats were made at a meeting called by the ZANU-PF leadership in Gutu South and Chief Makore, who were hiked by local people that attended Tsvangirai's rally, where he urged his supporters to resist food politicization. Addressing spooked villagers at Chaitemura in Ward 27, several ZANU-PF officials threatened to kill some of the villagers who attended the Tsvangirai meeting, saying it was illegal in the area to attend opposition events. ZANU-PF District War Collaborators Chairman Joseph Msasiwa, who is popularly known as Comrade Fodo, threatened to punish the villagers with death and had a list of names of villagers that attended Tsvangirai's rally.
I don't want to waste your time. There are people who attended that rally without being allowed to do so by their village heads. I hate those who went to that men's rally, and I want to tell you that I will go their doors and paint them with blood. And if you see that blood is the end of you, don't cry foul and accuse others of selling you out. You went to that rally in broad daylight and you were seen.
Fodo threatened to take immediate action against the villagers.
It's time for you to repent or you will see hell.
ZANU-PF chairman of the same district, Rabson Manzunzu, also threatened to shoot some of the villagers who attended Tsvangirai's rally.
Government does not buy bullets so that we shoot trees. I will shoot people, not trees. They is this lady, chief of Makovere. She is in village head's wife. I caught her inciting people to go home and leave this meeting. I will start with her. I will shoot her. All village heads who attended the opposition meetings will be relieved of their duties and replaced by loyal party youths.
Chief Makore, whose real name is Justius Muzenda, openly declared that he was a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party and banned opposition party meetings and rallies in his area.
I called you to this meeting. I heard people saying this meeting is ZANU-PF but was called by Chief. How can this not be a ZANU-PF meeting when all traditional leaders belong to the ruling party? We are all ZANU-PF and even my village heads.
The chief further threatened to forcibly remove councillors, including Ward 27 representative Jeff Tatangemare, accused of inviting Tsvangirai to Gutu South. He also accused Tsvangirai of convening the rally against a one-month public holiday in his area, declared to mourn the chief's late father who died last month. But Tsvangirai scoffed at the threats, saying the chief does not have power to fire him.
If the chief, have got any power of firing me from my position, which I was voted by the people, so he can do so. But to my right, the people who voted me are going to say.
Some villagers say violence is resurfacing in the province ahead of the 2018 general elections. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masingo, this is Gandhi Maramba.